David Barnhill. Barney, great to be here. We spoke to you the other day, but to be here and witness that Calcutta last night, the atmosphere here, you could just tell that people were itching to get here after not being able to come last year.
No, everyone was pumped. We had a great couple of nights. Last night was a record for the Calcutta. Amazing night. A lot of fun all around.
Do you think, Barn, this is the biggest Calcutta in regional New South Wales? There wouldn't be a bigger one than this, would there?
Well, we call it Asterix. Biggest in Australia.
Biggest in Australia. Right.
Asterix.
But I mean,
and getting bigger.
But I mean, the amount of money that was here last night. I mean, 150,000 is a lot of money.
Mate, it's crazy, Loz. It's just grown and grown. We could try and tweak it every year, make it better. We had a bigger screen. The marquee helped. We're going to try and make it better. Nick, got some ideas for next year. But it's amazing. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We really enjoy it.
So the marquee you've got out the back in the car park, yep. Is that all year round, or you just put that on for Day and for this weekend?
We put that on for the Anzac Day and rolled into the Gold Cup. We thought we'd go that way with the restrictions inside for numbers. We thought the best way to get in the biggest crowd would be to go outside.
Yeah. Barney, I was saying to the boys earlier, I felt like last night there was such a good vibe here. Like the atmosphere, everyone was quite positive and very happy. And I know it's a big week for Wagga, but do you think because of the last 12 months it's been quite difficult for everyone, that is why everyone's in such a, you know, a much better mood now? You can get together. Again, there must have been 800 people here last night, yet everyone was smiling in a good mood.
Mate, the racing crowd's a great crowd. We've always been a racing pub, and people come to Wagga. We see the same faces year after year. Good people. They come here, have a schooner, have a punt. They like-minded people, like the people listening to this show. Just good people. Yeah, it's a great vibe last night, Clay.
Yeah, and are people travelling? Like, is the majority of the people here, like we were here last night, are they travelling down for the weekend, or are you seeing these guys regularly?
80% of that crowd last night would be coming in for that two or three, four day period.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Unreal.
And you say this pub's known for its punters club, and you were telling me how many teams you've got that are in this club?
There's 136 teams. I told you, 136 teams in the punters club, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
five people per team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
tell Clarkie about the first year of the Kosciuszko, because the William Farrer Punters Club did very well out of that.
Yeah, we drew a slot. I love revisiting this story, Clarkie. I don't know what I'm talking about. We drew a horse. It got scratched. The favourite got scratched. We did a deal before. It got scratched a couple of days prior. The emergency came in. The horse came third. TAB gave the pub a bet, so I grabbed it for the punters club. Said, boys, we're going to put $5,000 on awesome plucker place, all up Red Zell. So that collected, and we won 156,000 plus.
What?
Plus the 30-odd thousand for the third place in the Cozzy. So we actually, it was 204 all up. 204,000 all up we won.
Horrible day out. 204 grand.
Yeah, we had 100 people at the track in a marquee. It was going berserker.
My God.
It was a cracker day.
I bet. A crack a month.
We felt like we owned Red Zell. It was amazing.
Have you finished the extensions on the house yet?
Yeah. That's why you got that extra wing at the back of the pub.
One of your old mobs, obviously, the Raiders here last night, Ricky Stewart and the boys. Did you have a chat with them? How are they?
Mate, I didn't actually speak to Stick last night, but hopefully I'll catch up in the next few days. They're a bit off the boil. Hopefully they can turn it around this weekend.
You're out to the track today?
Out to the track today and footy tomorrow. Mm. Right.
They looked in pretty good spirits, so, Loz, didn't they? The Raiders boys yesterday. I know they were sitting there, they had a bit of a function, but we bumped into a couple of them, and they all seemed pretty positive, and I reckon exactly what Dave's saying. They know they have to aim up this weekend.
Yeah, I think you're right, Clarky. The boys that I spoke to, it was like, yes, we need a win.
Yeah.
We just need a win and takes the heat off us, and then we can sort of, you know, focus in on what we need to do. It's hard. You've been there, Barn. You've been there, Clarkie, in cricket. When you lose, there's more people turn up to your training session. There's more journalists there. They're asking more questions. Yet when you win, that doesn't happen. And everyone sort of goes and tries to find another story. But when you're the hottest news in town and things aren't going well, they just want to know more about why you're not going well. So, you know, Raiders, they need to win. It'll be a tough game, Newcastle, because they're in exactly the same position as Canberra. But, I think they'll get the job done. But it's just a remarkable sort of, even this morning, Barn, with men of league breakfast, like they're rolling in. They've been rolling in from up our six this morning. So what do you expect here today?
We should have 180 for breakfast, give or take. Yeah, 10 to be around 180, I think.
Yeah, right.
Anyone having a schooner over there yet, or is it just all coffees at the
They'll be looking for a couple of snappies about 9:30, I reckon. They'll be definitely be on out the front here shortly.
Do they have a half a day holiday here?
No, they don't. They've been pushing for it for a few years, and there's talk of it down the track.
Right.
I think it'd be a good thing for the
town.
Yeah.
Well, most of the towns we've been to, Scone when they've had their cups, it's usually a half day holiday.
I think Musselbrook did as
Musselbrook
well.
Musselbrook did.
Well, Barney, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
In your pub, and it's a fantastic venue. We urge anyone heading in this direction, if you haven't been to the Wagga Carnival, I mean, it's just a great couple of days.
It's one of the bucket list must-dos in New South Wales. If you're a punter and you like to get away for a weekend, this is one of the best ones you'll go to. And the other bonus is that you've got, if you like your rugby league, you've got a game of football
on
the Saturday.
No, we appreciate the support you've given us over the last few weeks in the build-up, and it all helps leading into the big crowds last night and today. So thanks for the support.
No, thank you, Barney.